Hare Krishna. So we will discuss Bhagavad-gita, 13th chapter, text number 8 to 12, 6 verses Srila Prabhupada gives common purport, one purport only. Srila Prabhupada, he said, because in those verses Lord Krishna defines process of knowledge. Because Arjuna had asked about jnana and jnaya, knowledge and object of knowledge. So jnana is described from verse number 8 to 12, 6 verses. So one of the items of jnana, process of knowledge, gaining knowledge is acharyopasana. One should worship acharya. So amanitvam adambitvam ahimsakshantirajavam Acharyopasanam Shaucham Shanti Rajam Arjavam. So like that Lord Krishna goes on describing. ultimate goal of knowledge is to attain self-realization and God-realization. Tattva jnanartha darshanam etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yadato nyatha. So Lord Krishna says, this is knowledge and apart from this everything else is ignorance. So throughout Bhagavad Gita, knowledge and ignorance is defined, so distinguished, what is knowledge and what is ignorance, and particularly here in 13th chapter. So this item of Acharya Upasana, one should worship Acharya. If we want knowledge, we should worship Acharya. What is the purpose? Why we should have knowledge? Knowledge leads us to liberation and ignorance leads us to bondage and suffering. So if we remain in ignorance, we will remain in bondage and will go on suffering in the material world. So therefore knowledge is required. For knowledge one should approach spiritual master and worship him. So Srila Prabhupada here, there he says that even devotees also should accept spiritual master. And Prabhupada says, transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. Transcendental life begins when one accepts a spiritual master. That means our bhakti begins from the time of initiation, from the time of diksha. So then whatever we do before diksha, what happens to that? That is not bhakti. So that brings us to the platform of diksha. So in this way, our transcendental life begins from. And that's why Rupa Goswami also in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when he described how to execute devotional service, 64 items, angas of bhakti. So first thing he says is, Ado Guru Ashraya. One should accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So this is beginning of bhakti. So when we speak about beginning, sometimes in India, diksha is very popular. Everyone wants to get initiated. So therefore our acharyas used to say that don't make diksha as fashion. It is not fashion. Everyone is making a guru, I also make a guru. So sometimes because it is very popular thing, people think that getting diksha is ultimate goal of life. When they get initiated, they think that I have attained goal of life, my ultimate goal of life. So no, it is beginning this. Of course, in another sense it is. If we see Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he views that it is a means also and goal also. So we should not think that okay, I got initiated, now everything is over. If you see from this point of beginning means. So here Prabhupada describes it as beginning of transcendental life. So what is our goal? We have to attain love of God. Like today is Gaur Purnima. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us Krishna praying. That famous verse is there, Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurat Vishnu. So he glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as most munificent or magnanimous avatar because he is freely distributing love of God. And today morning Maharaj, Guru Maharaj has spoken to Holiness Bhakti Goswami. Anarpita charim chirat karuna yavati nakalav samarpaitum unna tojula rasam svabhuti shriya. Hari purata sundara dhiti kadamba sandipita sadara daya kandare prasova shriya. So Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is giving a blessing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna Shachi Devi, eternally live in the innermost chambers of your heart. Blessing, giving blessings. So he is Supreme Lord who has come to give his own bhakti. So bhakti shriyam. Do devotional service to his own lotus feet, which is resplendent with higher melodies. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift is that, if you see in other religions, they consider God to be Supreme Father. So, and he is maintainer of all living beings. So God, Father maintains the family, right? Similarly, Supreme Lord is Supreme Father, he maintains all living beings. Therefore, like in Christian religion, oh God, give us our daily bread. They go to church and pray to God for daily bread. So, most of the religions of the world, God is considered as Supreme Father. Even in India, in other Vaishnava Sampradayas, Shri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Vaishnava, they are Vaishnava Sampradaya, bona fide Sampradaya. So, they consider God to be Supreme Controller, Supreme Master, and we are His attendant servants. That is true. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches how to become father and mother of Krishna. God. How to become mother and father of God. How to become maintainer of Krishna. So Prabhupada explains that Mother Yashoda used to say, oh Krishna, you leave this, otherwise he will die. Like that. So she is concerned about you, Krishna. So how his life will continue. How he will be happy. So this is something special contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came to give what no avatar had given before. So now we are taking Diksha in the Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Gaudiya Sampradaya. You can imagine what is our goal. We want to attain something which no other religious people in no other religion and Vaishnava Sampradaya can think of or imagine. So this is a special contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we should also know that often we discuss about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to give Krishna Prema. He came to spread Harinam Sankirtan. That is all true, but one thing we don't discuss often is that he came to teach Sharanagati. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna's last instruction, last teaching is, our ultimate teaching is Sharanagati. Sarvadharmam paritajya mamekam sharanam aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami. So you surrender unto me, give up all other religious principles and you surrender unto me. And I will protect you from all the sinful reactions to reactions. Lord Krishna. So this is considered as ultimate charma shloka, ultimate teaching of Lord Krishna, last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to teach Sharanagati. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a song book called Sharanagati. In that song book, he writes many songs explaining each limb of Sharanagati. You all must be knowing that there are six limbs of Sharanagati. Sharanga Sharanagati. Anukulyasya Sankalpo, Patikulyasya Varjanam, Rakshishyati Iti Vishwaso, Gopritve Varnantata, Atma Nikshepa Karpanyam, Shadvida Sharanagati. So accepting that which is favorable for devotional service, that is first limb of Sharanagati. The second one is rejecting those which are, that which is unfavorable. For example, association of devotees is favorable. We have to accept that. And association of non-devotees is unfavorable. We have to reject that. Chanting 16 rounds is favorable for devotional service. We have to chant. And we have to give up these four sinful activities. Because they are unfavorable for devotional service. Then, having conviction that Krishna is our protector, Krishna will protect us, Rakshishyati Iti Vishwaso, and accepting Krishna as our only soul maintainer, Gopritve Varnantata, and Atma Nikshepa, dedicating everything, just like Bali Maharaj did, self surrender, that is Atma Nikshepa, and Karpanya, feeling oneself meek and humble. Follow. If you think that we are very great, then how will surrender to Krishna? So these are six limbs of Sharanagati. So Sharanga Sharanagati. So explaining all these each limbs of surrender, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many songs. And in the introductory song, he writes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to his Sharanagati. So he says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doyakari Swapashada Sriyadha Saha Avatari Sikaye Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. So he says that before that, Atyanta Durlabha Prema Kori Bare Dan Sikaye Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, out of great compassion for conditioned soul, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears with his associates and his personal abode. And Atyanta Durlabha Prem Kori Bare Dan. He is giving the rare treasure of love of God. And Sikaye Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. He teaches Sharanagati, surrender, which is the very life of devotees. So what is the life of devotees? That is Sharanagati, surrender to Krishna. So Prabhupada also defined, pure devotee means who is forever surrendered to Krishna in these six limbs of surrender. He is pure devotee. Forever surrendered to Krishna. And such a devotee is Krishna personally takes care. Krishna says, yoga kshema vahana. So through his expansion, he is maintaining all the living entities. Vishnu is maintaining. But those who are surrendered souls, Krishna personally takes care of them. Prabhupada explained this in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Chaitanya also. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to teach Sharanagati. Now, Srila Prabhupada also, he explains this. People misunderstood Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna said, surrender unto me, they thought that, oh, he should surrender to person who is speaking through Krishna. This Radha Krishna, who is Prachanthi. So he wrote in his commentary that he should not surrender to person Krishna, he should surrender to who is speaking through Krishna. So in this way, people misunderstood Sharanagati. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, again he had to come to teach what is in the form of Chaitanya. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach Sharanagati. So what is the connection with the Diksha? Diksha means Sharanagati. Diksha kale Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to Sanatana Goswami. In his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, he says, Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpa. At the time of Diksha, a disciple, a devotee, dedicates his life to Krishna as Guru. Guru and Krishna. He throws his life to Guru and Krishna, at the feet of Krishna. That is the meaning of Diksha. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and meaning of disciple, they are both same. So that is the meaning. Now, we at the time of initiation, we ask devotees, request devotees, that they should chant 16 rounds and follow for a little. Our disciple takes vow at the time of initiation. So, but that is only primary standard, chanting 16 rounds and following for a little. Sometimes lazy devotees who don't want to surrender, they say, we just chant 16 rounds and follow for a little. You will go back to God. So this is a symptom of laziness. We should surrender everything to Krishna. Or even 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra should be done in a mood of surrender. That is meaning of Diksha. So chanting 16 rounds and following 4 elements is primary qualification. Or we should take commitment, we should take vow that eternally I will chant 16 rounds of chant Hare Krishna mantra. Minimum 16. So in this way, not only throughout life. So eternally I will. That is the meaning of diksha. That is commitment. It is. So in this way, we take this vow of chanting the names of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada also. So he quoted this Sarva Dharma Paritarya verse maximum times. Once our Guru Maharaj, Holiness Bhaktivinoda Maharaj, he told me that if you type this verse in Vedavyas, you will get maximum hits. So more than any other verse, Prabhupada quoted this verse. Because that is his teaching also. What is the Prabhupada teaching? Surrender to Krishna. So that is the meaning of diksha, that is the meaning, that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to teach. So we should surrender to Krishna. And that is the meaning of disciple, that is the meaning of initiation. So we have to be forever dedicated to Guru and Krishna. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Any questions? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach this Sharanagati. It is true that he came to give love of Godhead and spread the names of Buddha. Sometimes Prabhupada also said that Prabhupada was giving lecture in Australia. Their devotees had made a very huge DT of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Prabhupada in the lecture, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save you. And Prabhupada's Bengali accent, instead of save you, Prabhupada's shame you, he said. Devotees started laughing. So then Prabhupada said, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to save you also and save you also. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to save us. And we are saved when we get the shelter of Chaitanya. So that is diksha. So we have to hold Krishna's lotus feet very tightly. So holding Krishna's lotus feet tightly means what? So we should follow, we should not leave association of devotees, we should not leave the shelter of spiritual master. We should follow the vows of initiation very strictly. That is the meaning of holding Krishna's lotus feet. So in this way, when we hold Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, then what happens? Then we will be relieved from material existence. So we will be saved from material existence. We don't have to again take darshan of material world. Bhava means this material world. Darshana means again seeing that. So apunar bhava darshana means again we don't have to see this material world. Okay? Because I was told to stop at 11 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.